good to be home.
Van morgens vroeg tot avonds laat, 105.2 Ether, 103.8 Kabel, Radio Amsterdam Zuidoost.
In our hometown, Radio Razo wears the crown.
Razo got the power.
Antilliaans of Surinaams?
Razo, Razo.
Afrikaans of Nederlands?
Razo.
Amsterdam, yes, say it loud. Razo for young and old.
Razo, 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 Razo.
24 uur per dag, 7 dagen in de week. De 105.2 FM Ether, de 103.8 Kabel. Het is jouw eigen radiostation. Het is Razo Radio.
En voor je greedy fuleri, dan Razo, nomo nomo, je moet proberen.
Just to know she's always safe and sound. She's my kind of girl, and this time I won't pass. I'll surely make her mine, even if it is the last. Anything you need of me, just ask. I can't stop thinking about you, my girl. And your words, every thought, I'm hopeless living without you, my girl. You're a precious work of art. I can't stop thinking about. I'm hopeless living without you, my girl, world, her world. I never hurt you, baby, never. All the things to conflict us being together. Whenever you're with me, it's whatever. You're so smart and clever. My love for you, it only gets better. And you're burning hotter than pepper. Although I wrote you a thousand love letters. Come near, ooh, my tender. much of loving to share, girl. Only you. I can't stop thinking about you, my girl. And your word every thought, I'm hopeless living without you, my girl. Well, my day, well. Oh, oh, oh. Can I do without you? Oh, hey, hey. I can't stop thinking about you, my girl. And your words every thought, I'm hopeless living without you, my girl. You're a precious work of art.
Longing to touch your face,
longing to touch your face.
Since you've bounced, my world seems out of place.
Gosh,
no, I can't even mention your name. You got me sweating in the sun, and I pour out my heart in the rain. You make me see stars,
make me see moon.
You make me see Zion. You take a big piece of mine. Strength and a shoulder to cry on.
You make me see stars,
you make me see moon, you make me see Zion.
You
take a big piece of mine,
a
tower of strength and a shoulder to cry on.
Every night and day, warmonger. just this can get you on to Zion. Last time I want for years and no more dead body found. Is your man no one to years and no more people get through? Oh, oh, oh. Stop and listen to the truth. Stop and listen to the truth.
Searching, I miss the way you walk, the way me. Yeah.
You can keep that photo to yourself.
Yourself. Cause one hit was enough for me. I've had too much myself. Ho!
Your love takes me out.
I don't know just where I've been, but it takes me off the count.
Your love takes me out.
It takes me out. It gets the best of me, and it makes me wanna shout.
Wanna shout, shout!
Hey, yeah.
You just excite me now. It takes me out. You just excite me now. It takes me out.
Yes, I need my baby. No, I don't mean maybe. Yes, I need my baby now. Say you'll be my baby, cause those other guys are lazy. I know they'll drive you crazy. And how? Yes, I need my baby. No, I don't mean maybe. Yes, I need my baby now. Say you'll be my baby.
Dit was mijn bijdrage voor vandaag weer. Ik dank de heren daarvoor dat ik de kracht van hem kreeg. Dit wil ik u nog even meegeven. En het gaat over waarom vragen juist diegenen die niet in de zin van het bestaan geloven zo vaak. Waarom? Wie denkt dat de scheidslijn tussen goed en kwaad parallel loopt aan die tussen christenen en niet-christenen is of naïef of christenen en waarschijnlijk allebei. Sommige mensen prijzen God zo luidruchtig dat ze hem niet meer aan de deur horen kloppen. Ja, beste luisteraars, we takken grantangi, doe bepotjes die arti, te sofara, mi bijdrage nogmaals voor het idee. Zo, lobby.
side spinner, it takes me out. Yes, the big side spinner, it takes me out.
Yes, I need my baby. No, I don't mean maybe. Yes, I need my baby now. Say you'll be my baby. Cause those other guys are lazy. I know they'll drive you crazy. And how? Yes, I need my baby. No, I don't mean maybe. Yes, I need my baby now. Say you'll be my baby. I know it might seem crazy, but I'll be just what you make me. Say you'll be my baby. I know it might seem crazy, but
Me bello, un abrazo mi alma. Thank you. comes when silence is betrayal. I come to this platform tonight to make a passionate plea to my beloved nation.
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is the most celebrated leader of Black struggle in America.
King is memorialized as this person who is all about peace and let's hold hands and get together. But
we've eliminated the more radical aspects of Martin Luther King Jr.'s critique.
The creation of an image into a version of heroism that is acceptable to the state, to the power source.
And I knew that I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed in the ghettos without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government.
April 4th, 1967. Speech at Riverside Church.
In that last year of his life, King argued that the victories of the late 50s and the early 60s were cheap.
He had gone through changing legislation, and that was why he got the Voting Rights Act in 65. They achieved their initial goal.
Even Dr. King said that, you know, it goes beyond the Voting Rights Act.
So the question for King was, what's next for him in this popular movement that he was leading?
Phase one was the struggle against segregation, against Jim Crow.
He started to trend away from just racial segregation and more towards their economic power structures.
True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It comes to see that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring.
And so the Poor People's Campaign was to be phase two of this struggle to create a better America.
We have that King dismissed and erased.
But King is a figure whose real ideas and real legacy have been, to borrow a phrase, buried under a mountain of praise.
Given to us in a version who talked sort of emptily, vapidly about a dream.
So the challenge for us is to excavate, if you will, those real ideas and that real legacy.
But no one who has any concern for the integrity and life of America today can ignore the present war. They must see Americans as strange liberators. So far, we may have killed a million of them. I cannot be silent.
I think the most important fact of Dr. King's journey was his split with Lyndon Johnson over the war.
Johnson, at the time, flipped out in the Oval Office screaming, "What is that goddamn nigger preacher doing to me?"
He was reviled and despised by white America, followed by the FBI, labeled a communist and anti-American.
Time magazine called King, quote, "a drawling bumpkin, so ignorant that he had not read a newspaper in years."
Dr. King broke with the most powerful man in the world. That split really described not just Dr. King's politics, but his courage and his character.
These are the times for real choices and not false ones. I am convinced that if we are to get on the right side of the world revolution, we as a nation must undergo a radical revolution of values.
It's really interesting to me how timeless King is. He's timeless. What he was preaching back then is so very relevant today.
We don't get the kind of support that we deserve here while money is being spent, as we see now, in the billions of dollars a day to oppress somebody overseas.
And it also tells us just how far we have not come.
So, you know, every Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, we want to honor the real King.
The real King.
All the civil rights leaders, for various reasons, refuse or can't take a stand or have to go along with the administration. That's their business. But I must say tonight that I know that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
En esta parte les traigo otro episodio importante que también sucedió en la Super Tarde. Y es material netamente criollo y ahí tenemos también participación de una agrupación femenina.
No voy a darle mucho detalle porque es una gran sorpresa. Es un archivo que no se ha vuelto a ver hasta este momento en los escenarios de la televisión dominicana, porque tenemos, gracias a Domingo de Nuevo, la exclusividad de tener este material original. Vamos a ver una agrupación merenguera dominicana como Las Chicas del Can, acompañada de una gran figura del merengue nuestro, en un episodio que pasó en la Supertarde. Ahí estará Johnny Ventura también con Las Chicas. Ese es parte del material que colocamos a continuación. Agradezco su sintonía y vamos a disfrutar esto en Sociedad y Arte. Continuamos.
Ok, bueno, yo quiero llamar por aquí. La Supertarde se nutre de estas cosas, cosas que salen espontáneas y que muchas veces no están programadas. Yo quiero que el caballo Johnny Ventura venga acá. Démele un aplauso para que venga el caballo. El caballo, ya, ¿están sobados? Bueno, vamos a ver, ¿qué le parece, muchachos? El caballo con las yeguas, Bueno, esto es improvisado. Ok, vamos a ver qué sale. Adelante, director. Ajá. Vamos a ver, ya estamos listos. Eso es lo bueno de esto, de televisión dominicana. En los Estados Unidos tomarían 2 meses para hacer esto. Aquí se hace a mano pelada, ya. Johnny Ventura con la Chicán, viene. ¡Aplauso!
Lo bailan las niñas y también las viejas. La garrabera no la bailo yo, la garrabera que no la bailo yo. La baila una vieja y se murió, la baila una vieja y del tiro se murió. Y oigan mujeres cuando vayan a gozar, oigan mujeres para gozar. La garrabera es lo que debe bailar, la garrabera debe bailar. Y a mi compadre y la vecina de al lado, y a mi compadre y la vecina de al lado, la garradera ya la han bailado, la garradera es seguro que han bailado. ¡Sí! Vicente,
esto no es un gancho. El tabaco es fuerte, pero hay que fumarlo. El tabaco es fuerte, pero hay que fumarlo. No lo bote, no puede botarlo. No, y no lo bote, no puede botarlo. El tabaco es fuerte, pero hay que fumarlo. El tabaco es fuerte, pero hay que fumarlo. Y oye, como dice que... Que me dé una chica, no me tiene mucha, que me dé una chica, no más, óyeme.